Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Last week, your effort to have this mask mandate temporarily suspended while your case is being heard was rejected by a judge. What's the next step, Michael, in your legal fight against these mask mandates in New York?
Well, Bill, it's important for listeners to know that this fight is not just our own. It really can make a difference for a lot of people in Western New York, across New York. It may even have implications beyond New York State. The initial preliminary hearing, that was just really to put forth our case. And during that time, we were seeking a temporary injunction until the full hearing. Mm-hmm. And we were not granted an injunction, which we should be careful. That's not a decision against us. And that moves us to the actual hearing, which will be on October 1st.
Okay, so students and staff at that Christian school, they still have to mask up.
That's what's required. You know what? And we are following those guidelines. We are walking the balance of seeking to push back against certain laws that we think shouldn't apply based on the different measures we've taken to mitigate COVID-19. We want to provide a mask option policy. So we've taken a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of money to take certain measures so we could provide that mask option policy.
Yeah. For you guys, this is an issue of your survival, I guess. How big of a hit have you guys taken since these mask mandates have been imposed?
Well, it could be both, right? A financial piece. So we've decided to split classrooms so that students could be spaced 6 feet apart. That's twice as much as what the Department of Health requires. So we've done that for the kids' safety and so that we could provide mask optional policy. So that means if we split classrooms, you need more teachers. So we've spent about $175,000 on hiring more teachers. And we've also spent, you know, close to $30,000 on this very high-end air purifier that, you know, filters out 99.7% of COVID molecules and can scrub the entire air in one of our classrooms every single 9 minutes.
Yeah, wow.
So that's over 2,000 on the front end.
So you guys have done your homework with this virus, it sounds like, and from the sounds of it, students and staff there are perfectly safe without a face mask on.
Yeah, I mean, we all know since the beginning of the pandemic what has been the rule on spacing. You need to wear a mask if you're within 6 feet of someone else. So that's why we've, even though, and I understand, the people who have compromised is New York State. They are the ones that have compromised and said, we'll do 3 feet. Mm-hmm. And I understand the reasoning because kids were suffering by not being in 5-day-a-week in-person instruction. We didn't compromise. We've actually upheld self-imposed 6-foot spacing so that we could provide that safety, provide mask option policy. And to show a little bit of track record, Bill, we were in person 5 days a week last academic year, all but 11 days.
Wow. Yeah. So October 1st is the date we're looking at. Will a decision be made on that day, Michael?
It will. So we are urging people to stand with us in prayer. There are opportunities. People can help us support with legal fees through our website at christianca.com. Or on our Facebook page, there's, you know, listings there. But really prayer for, as our slogan or our motto goes, we want our teachers, our faculty, our staff, and our students to grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. So we ask the listeners at Family Life to pray with Christian Central Academy for favor with those that are making decisions in this case.
Yeah. And finally, Michael, what's the end game here if the judge rules against you guys? Are we on a slippery slope as a society where the government can come in into private institutions, whether it's schools, it's churches, homes, and make these edicts? Are we on a slippery slope, in your opinion?
Bill, I think that just by virtue of you posing the question kind of says that, right? So I understand that there needs to be regulations in some ways, but I think the best people to regulate is themselves, especially when it comes to personal health issues. And so when it comes to matters of personal health, if it's good or not for their children to be wearing a mask, we leave that up to the parent. That's why we wanted to provide this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's various levels of comfort regarding that mask mandates. And we support whichever one that a parent decides.